Welcome back to the Parents' Rights in Education podcast. We are a grassroots movement of millions of parents and allies standing together, speaking as one, to protect children and ensure parents' crucial role in their child's education is protected. We come alongside millions of parents and allies and equip them to stand up for their rights by free trainings, membership, and community support. You can join this movement for free by visiting parentsrightsineducation.com. And hey, if you love the work that we're doing, please leave us a 5-star review. Your review helps us get out our message and allows us to keep advocating for parents' rights. Thanks so much for being here. Let's get into today's topic.
Okay, let's do our affiliate shout out. This is the good news, guys. Welcome, Lana Campbell. She lives in Baraboo, Wisconsin. I love that name, that city, Baraboo. Thank you so much, Lana, for protecting students by standing up for parents' rights.
Hey, parents and allies. Here at Parents' Rights in Education, it requires us to all do our part in protecting our children's education. That's why we created Club 12 by 12. For just $12 a month, you can sign up to become a Club 12 by 12 member and help us continue our work on training, informing, and empowering parents and allies to stand up for their rights. Being a Club 12 by 12 member gets you access to our exclusive monthly trainings, swag such as hats, t-shirts, buttons, a monthly newsletter, and more. But most importantly, being a Club 12 by 12 member means you are doing your part to protect parents' rights for one more day. To become a Club 12 by 12 member, visit our website, parentsrightsineducation.com, and click Club 12 by 12. That's parentsrightsineducation.com, click Club 12 by 12.
Okay, we've got some exciting news, guys. The United Kingdom stops puberty blockers for minors. Now, according to a recent story from the BBC, National Health Service, England confirmed children will no longer routinely be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. An independent review found there was not enough evidence that they are safe or effective. Puberty blockers, which falsely pause physical changes of puberty, will now only be available as part of research. Boy, it's about time, don't you think? Now, here's something to consider. If these so-called blockers are not absolutely permanent, as the gender crowd pull claims, then why do detransition females have low voices? Okay, publication of an independent review into gender identity services is anticipated in a few weeks. However, a 2022 interim report published by Dr. Hilary Cass found there were gaps in evidence around the drugs and called for a transformation in the model of care for children with gender-related distress. In 2022, the number of referrals to the Gender Identity Development Service, or GIDS, G-I-D-S is their acronym, increased from 250 per year, that's 250 cases per year, to over, get this, 5,000. What? That's 20 times more. So I'm glad to see that the United Kingdom, considered by all accounts to be far more politically and socially liberal than the United States, is taking a hard and common sense stand on this issue. They joined legislators in 19 U.S. states, recognizing medical experimentation on children is just plain wrong, out of control, and abusive. This is child abuse, guys. Now, why does Parents' Rights in Education care about it? Because kids are being solicited and recruited for gender transition care by K through 12 school staff without their parents' knowledge or consent. Let's dial this back and ask a fundamental question. When did the use of gender transition drugs for prepubescent kids start? Leuprolin, a drug on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines, was patented in 1973. And it was approved for medical use in the United States in 1985, just a little bit less than 40 years ago. It was originally developed to perform, okay, wait for it, chemical castration of violent sex offenders. Oh my goodness. It is sold under the brand name now, Lupron, and is a manufactured hormone used to treat prostate cancer, breast cancer, endometriosis, uterine fibroids, and as part of transgender hormone therapy, stopping puberty. Now, let's just consider some of the side effects for children. Body aches or pain, chest tightness, chills, coughs, difficulty in breathing, ear congestion, fever, headache, loss of voice, muscle aches, noisy breathing, pain or redness at the injection site, runny or stuffy nose, sneezing, sore throat, unusual tiredness or weakness, irritability, mood, or mental changes. Really? Now, keep in mind that these children, before they start taking this medication, are healthy. Okay, so that's just the puberty blocker side effects. Okay, then there are the ensuing side effects from cross-sex hormones, which are administered immediately following Lupron. Here are some of those side effects. One of them is diminished bone density for girls taking testosterone. That's a big one. And a year ago, the American College of Cardiology reported people with gender dysphoria taking hormone replacements as part of gender affirmation therapy face a substantially increased risk of serious cardiac events, including stroke, heart attack, and pulmonary embolism. And yet, major medical associations in the United States, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, and others, agree. They all agree, you guys, that gender-affirming care is safe, effective, beneficial, and medically necessary. What? How dare they? Okay. Is enough enough? I'm going to use the word normal, specifically because the medical community have bought into the radical belief there is no more normal. And I object. Okay, what's the definition of normal, the medical definition? Quote, occurring naturally and not because of disease, inoculation, or any experimental treatment. It is normal for human beings to grow and change from children into adults. Puberty is normal. The very notion that stopping or, quote, pausing, unquote, normal biological puberty can be medically beneficial for childhood development is over the top, ridiculous. I demand truth. And we should all be demanding truth. The affirmation of normal. We have got to stop avoiding the word. It's normal. When an 8-year-old says he or she is the opposite sex, the medical experiment crowd rushes to stop normal biological development. How can a child know he or she is really the opposite sex if he or she has never fully experienced their own sex? Not until one has completed the normal, natural puberty process and become fully woman or man can they legitimately question their own sex or what sex they want to be? Okay, then there's this notion that 8-year-olds have the decision-making capability necessary to make life-altering decisions. Okay, a lot of research has been done to determine at what age level decisions can be most successfully made. Okay, this is commonly known, guys. But suffice it to say, none of these sources even consider the sufficient brain development of children ages 1 through 12. And into adolescence, of course, the proof of poor decision-making by adolescents into young adulthood is overwhelming. Poor decision-making, right? Anybody who's been a teenager or has a teenager knows that they don't make the greatest decisions. Okay, just spend an hour on social media. And last but not least, I mean, can humans actually change their sex? Is it even possible? The answer is no. Absolutely not. Humans cannot change their sex. Now, can we just acknowledge DNA? Sex is determined at fertilization and during embryonic development. People may change many features about their lives, including their interests, their hobbies, their diet, friends, or even careers. However, a person's genetic inheritance, their biological sex, is an immutable, unalterable characteristic. Changing outward appearance, including surgical removal of reproductive organs and taking sex hormones, can alter someone's appearance. But the medical crazies call this gender transitioning. But surgical removal and replacement with fake body parts does not change a person's biological sex. We look forward to a return to normal with common sense health protection for all children and adults. For our interview this Friday, we have a special guest, Camille Kiefel. She's the founder of D-Trans Health, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping folks who want to detransition.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To keep up with everything we're doing, check out our website, parentsrightsineducation.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can also join our movement for free by visiting our website, parentsrightsineducation.com. To do your part in protecting parents' rights, you can become a Club 12x12 member by donating $12 a month. It takes all of us to make the change that we want to see. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.